Yeah, it was done a couple of months back, and obviously once it got done, it was just a matter of finishing off my season with Hibs and making sure I gave them everything before I left for a new adventure down here.
How much did your previous experience with Paul Cook in Ireland play a part in this move?
Yeah, it was massive, yeah. Obviously, I played under him in Ireland for, I think I was under him for 2.5 years, and he certainly got the best out of me there, and it was a big factor in coming to sign for Chesterfield, because I know he can get the best out of me, you know.
How does he do that then? What is his sort of management style that enables him to get the best out of players?
I don't know, it's just, whatever he does anyway, it seems to work for me. He's very attack-minded, I suppose, which is always a help for a striker, and he always wants crosses, but from that, when you're a striker, you couldn't really dream of having a better manager, to be honest, so I'm looking forward to working under him again.
Even considering your working relationship with the manager, was it a tough decision to leave Hibernian to move to League 2 in England?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I fell in love with the club up there, and it's a massive club, and obviously getting to back-to-back cup finals was a decent achievement, although we never actually won either of them, but we... It's a big club up there, and I've no regrets about my time up there or about leaving either, to be honest, because it's a new challenge now, as I said, and it's one I'm very much looking forward to.
Was it a tough way to bow out at Hibs? Obviously, that is a club that has craved, really, some Scottish Cup final success, but to have your final game at another defeat against Celtic, how tough was that?
Yeah, it was tough, yeah. They haven't won the Cup in 111 years, so it's a remarkable bit of history, to be honest. But yeah, it wasn't nice. It would have been nice to bow out with a medal and to kind of write your name in the history books, but it wasn't to be. So nothing that can be done about it. So it's onwards and upwards now at Chesterfield.
I read in the Daily Record that you felt a little bit tormented by a miss early in the game, but I guess that's just part of the job, isn't it, sometimes? I mean, stuff like that's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the chance came across me, and I didn't take it at the time, and they scored 2 minutes later, so it was my chance would have been probably the best we had in the game, so it's always something that would play in my mind, and it's at the time it was well saved by the keeper and that, but what's done is done now, and we weren't able to get the result on the day, but as I said earlier, I'm looking forward to the next season now with Chesterfield.
What does it say about Chesterfield's ambitions that they're able to lure a player of your quality from the top division in Scotland to come and play in League 2?
Obviously, the boy, not the manager, and he's been great for me in the past, and he didn't really have to show off the club, to be honest. But when I came down and had a look around, it obviously looked very ambitious, and it's obviously a great club on the up, and I'm looking forward to getting started now.
What are his ambitions? Obviously, he wants to be challenging for promotion this season, but has he sort of shared with you a long-term vision for the club as well?
Not really, no. I'm sure we'll get into that in pre-season, but obviously promotion will be on the... Obviously, a good goal promotion anyway next year will be on the cards, definitely.
For the Chesterfield fans that maybe haven't seen that much of you in Scotland, what kind of a player are you, and what are you going to bring to the team specifically, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose I'll just run around and have a good go, and I'll never give anything less than 100%, and if I can chip in with a few goals at the end of that, then it's job done.
What do you know about the division? Because from what we saw last year, League 2 is very difficult, very competitive, and it could be even more competitive next season with the likes of Portsmouth dropping down there, and there's also going to be a few derbies with the club coming up into the division with Mansfield 2. So what do you know about League 2?
Yeah, obviously we watched the highlights of the league and that, and I know there's a lot of games and it's very competitive, as you said, and it's a very physical league, and it demands a lot of you throughout the season to, I suppose, achieve success. But I think the manager will be bringing in, we're trying to bring in players, and has players there already that are up for that challenge next year, and it's one I'm very much looking forward to.
Just finally, can you share a little bit more about sort of how this manager likes to play? Because we've seen a bit of it. Paul Cook's been in charge at Chesterfield for a while. You say that he likes to be attacking. He likes to get plenty of crosses in. Sort of what is the core philosophy here that Paul Cook likes to stress to his players?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's obviously about being brave on the ball and getting on it. And he always likes lads that are good on the ball and afraid to take the ball, I suppose. And when times are tough in a match, and as I said, it's mostly attack based, and we've certainly gone out to win games, and it's he's one of the reasons that obviously I came down to sign here.